Samsung Wallet moves to add stablecoin support. Samsung Electronics plans to add stablecoin support to Samsung Wallet, extending its payments and rewards app to hold digital assets alongside cards, tickets, and IDs. The plan was reported on July 25, 2026 via CoinMarketCap, citing Samsung's intent to fold stablecoins into the existing wallet experience rather than launch a separate crypto app. The detail that matters is reach. Samsung Wallet ships pre-installed across the Galaxy line, which puts it on hundreds of millions of active devices. A stablecoin feature inside that app does not have to win a download war or teach anyone to find it. It sits where people already tap to pay. A distribution move, not a product launch. Most crypto payment stories start with a new app that has to earn its first users. This one starts from the other end. Samsung is not building an audience. It already has one, measured in device shipments. Layering stablecoins onto Samsung Wallet is closer to a software update than a market entry bet. That framing changes the stakes. When a startup adds stablecoin spending, the question is whether anyone will show up. When Samsung does it, the question is whether the plumbing behind the tap works. Which stablecoins, which networks, which custody model, and which merchants settle in fiat on the other side? Samsung has not published those specifics yet. And until it does, the announcement is intent rather than a shipped feature. Stablecoins keep migrating toward the checkout. The direction of travel is consistent. Stablecoins started as trading collateral and settlement rails between exchanges. Over the past 2 years, they have moved steadily toward the point of sale, where a dollar peg token funds an everyday purchase instead of a trade. Samsung Wallet joining that trend signals that the checkout, not the trading desk, is where large consumer platforms now expect stablecoins to earn their keep. Payment habits back this up. The same week, CoinMarketCap data placed Bitcoin near $64,091 and Ether near $1,861, both down slightly on the day, with the Fear and Greed Index reading 35 or fear as of July 25, 2026. Volatile assets like those are awkward to spend. A stablecoin balance you can tap at the register sidesteps that problem, which is exactly why so many spending products are being built around PEG tokens rather than BTC or ETH. The card layer gets a new neighbor. For anyone who follows crypto cards, a native stablecoin wallet on Galaxy phones is both an ally and a competitor. Many crypto cards already ride Apple Pay and Google Pay to fund contactless taps. So a Samsung wallet that holds stablecoins directly could either feed those cards or route around them. The unknowns decide which way it goes. If Samsung Wallet lets users load a third-party stablecoin balance and spend it through existing Visa or MasterCard rails, card issuers gain a new top-up path. If Samsung instead builds a closed loop with its own settlement, it competes with the card layer for the same tap. The announcement does not say which, and that ambiguity is the part worth watching. Custody is the other open question. A wallet that holds stablecoins for hundreds of millions of users is a custodial decision at scale, and the terms have not been disclosed. Users spending from a balance they do not control take on counterparty exposure, the same risk that turned balances into frozen claims at failed custodians before. A self-custody spending setup avoids that exposure, and how Samsung handles keys will shape how the feature is judged.